Another one of my favorite things to share is trying to decide what in the world do I preach on? How do I develop sermon series? How long should they go? And obviously, everybody will have different answers on those types of things. And part of that has to do with our society and the world that we live in today. We are very short attention spanned people. We like small sound bites. We like everything, you know, compact. And so to go with a long, lengthy series usually will cause people to want to take vacations and maybe go fishing a little bit more. So we have to think about what is it we need. Also, if you're going to cover a lot of issues in a particular year, you really have to keep moving, so you couldn't, again, have long sermon series. Particularly for me, I have a sermon series every month. Every month, I approach one idea and how God dealt with it in the scriptures. And so then, so I have, you know, basically, obviously, 12 different sermon series within a year most of the time. Sometimes they'll be a little more lengthy, especially in the summer when lots of people are traveling, and I might deal with an issue that would make it attractive for them to drop in a little bit more during the summertime than they might otherwise. So I look at those things, but then I go, well, where do those ideas come from? Well, part of that is the role of the teacher and preacher. The scripture tells us that we are to thoroughly equip God's people for works of service. We are to also prepare them to give a defense, a reason for the hope that they have. So some of the things that the shepherds of the church and the teachers of the church are held accountable before God for are the equipping, the preparing of the people to know their faith, to share their faith, and then to live their faith. And so that's actually three pretty good things to look at. What could I do in a year to be sure that I'm teaching the people to share their faith, to know their faith, and to live out their faith? And so within that comes the ideas. You'll notice in this session that we've uploaded virtually 2.5 years of sermon series that I have done here since I've left Dallas Christian College and come to Colorado to preach. And these are the things that I've developed here. And again, where in the world did those come from? Well, when I first came, I began teaching on the church, because as a new person who does not know the people, the church is something that we really all need to be on the same page on. I taught on the necessity for a hunger for evangelism along to kind of build on top of the church truly being the church. Later on, I would talk about the Holy Spirit's role within us to move us to be what God created us to be. And then I preached on worship, because I believe without great worship, we're really taking away from the Word of God. And so those were things that every church needs to hear. And those are the things that I pretty well began with as I'm getting to know the people. Now, as I get to know the people, I begin to see what makes them hurt. I begin to understand how many people have been divorced, how many people have relatives who are in jail or prison, where the addictions are, where the problems are that just never seem to be resolved, where the misunderstandings in theology are. And so as you look at that, I move into the role of basically being a physician, the physician Jesus sent me to be. I look at the people and say, what kind of medicine from the Word of God do they need to heal their broken lives, to encourage them, to get them stronger, to build them up, to cause them to get in incredibly great spiritual shape? And then I try to divide those ideas into 12. It's amazing how exciting teaching and preaching becomes when you preach with purpose. When you look at, oh, wow, my people are hurting, and here's what Jesus said would fix that. And so all of my sermon planning, which I plan about 6 months at a time, is planned like that. I actually write my sermons 4 to 5 weeks in advance so that I always have lots of time for it to gel until it slowly comes up with more extra ideas that I can bring in the editing process the week that I preach it. And so I'm always thinking of ideas, looking for things, and they're always laying there and almost fermenting and becoming better and better as we go along. It's true of the sermon series too. There's been times where I had it all laid out for a year, and then all of a sudden something like 9/11 happens. Something like Katrina can happen. There could be some excessive problems within families and marriages within the church. And when something is hurting my people, they don't need medicine later, they need it now. And so I believe as a teacher and minister, then my response should be, okay, I will move. This has to come in right now because somebody's hurting and they need the healing touch of the word. And so we'll bring those in as well. So again, I hope that's helpful. Look over all those things that I've done here at Grandview and then go to the discussion forum.